This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
Thank you, WMI, for standing by. We were just finishing up an altar call. How are y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good, Shannon. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you, Dr. Hansen. Would you like to open us up in prayer?
Father God, thank you again for this time. Wonderful time we have to serve you every time we get a chance. Now bless this program tonight, dear God, that people be encouraged and strengthened. Let them be again edified and awoken. And let us sound the alarm as we have time before everything comes to an end. Freedom is taken away. Again, we thank you now. Bless this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, tonight we have a great program. Welcome all of you that are tuned in to OmegaManRadio.com and Warning Radio and Television program. We have a good program today. I just returned from Bogota, Colombia, where we had just tremendous meetings, probably some of the best meetings I can remember in the last 35 years. 4-day conference, 150 churches, leaders, apostles. Again, everything that had been prophesied 5 years ago had come to pass, and so now they were serious. My only hope in America is, do we have to wait till it comes to pass before the American church gets serious? Amen. Do we have to watch blood flow? Since April 2020, 25 dreams I had, civil unrest, civil war, and an invasion. Civil unrest has been constant with BLM, Antifa, Hamas protest, been constant. Civil war, everybody says it's right on the horizon. Everybody says it's going to happen if you talk to people. It's a matter of time. They're flat challenging the Constitution. They're breaking the Constitution. What's it going to take before bullets fly? And I'm talking about people in the know. They're saying it's going to happen. Is it going to happen? I prophesied an invasion. We've got 10 to 15 million illegal aliens. Now that's an invasion. If we have 10 to 15 million illegal aliens deliberately allowed to come in. Why deliberately? One, to change the voting structure, and so you have permanent tyranny. We are on the verge of war. We're on the verge of blood flowing. Do we have to wait for that to happen before the church gets serious? I hope not, but I'm afraid so. I really believe that's going to happen. Blood is going to flow before we get serious. I hope I'm wrong. But all through the Bible, with all the warnings and all the prayer, they lost their freedoms constantly anyway. Nobody, no matter how they prayed, stopped it. It never happened. They stood in the gap, but they went in slavery anyway. All of them. All of them. Stand in the gap all you want. Without repentance, you're going into slavery. It doesn't matter how much you pray. It's the law of the science of judgment. If you don't have a copy of my book, order it. 360-629-5248, worldministries.org. The science of judgment. Now I've got two interviews today coming from Bogota, Colombia. Let's go there right now. This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. I'm the president of World Ministries International, as well as Eagles Saving Nations.
Aquí con ustedes está el Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Él es el presidente de World Ministries International, así como Eagles Saving Nations.
Look at my website, worldministries.org. That's worldministries.org.
Los invitamos a que visiten la página web. Se llama worldministries.org. worldministries.org.
I'm in Bogota, Colombia. That's in South America, and I'm coming to you live.
Estamos actualmente en Bogotá, Colombia, localizado en Sudamérica, y nos acercamos a ustedes de una manera muy gentil.
So I want to welcome you to the Warning Television and Radio program.
Así que bueno, quisiera darles la bienvenida a nuestro programa mundial de televisión y de radio.
I'm here in Colombia, in Bogotá, involved in a 4-day conference with 150 churches and apostolic leaders.
Actualmente estamos en Bogotá, Colombia, en una conferencia en la cual vamos a ser los partícipes de una reunión que va a tener más de 150 iglesias y de líderes apostólicos.
And then at the end of the conference, the next day, I am meeting with the Israeli ambassador to Bogotá, Colombia.
Y una vez terminemos con la conferencia aquí, el siguiente día me voy a reunir con el embajador israelí de Bogotá, Colombia.
I have with me Apostle David Borges.
Actualmente estamos aquí en estudio con el pastor David Borges.
And he leads Philippus International.
Y su ministerio se llama Philippus Internacional.
As well as the Bible Institute Reliable Word RV60.
Así como también el Instituto Bíblico Palabra Fiel RB60.
Welcome, David, to the Warning Program.
Así que, David, te damos bienvenida al programa Alerta.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Apostle David has organized this conference.
Bueno, como sabemos, el pastor David ha sido el responsable de organizar toda esta conferencia.
He picked me up at the airport.
Él fue también el que me fue a recoger al aeropuerto.
And the first thing he said to me.
Y lo primero que él me dijo apenas lo vi.
What you prophesied 5 years ago when you were in Bogotá has literally come to pass.
Lo primero que él me dijo fue, lo que profetizaste hace 5 años que estuviste acá, fue justo lo que se cumplió. Se hizo realidad.
Do you remember that?
¿Se acuerda?
Sí, lo recuerdo muy bien.
I remember it very well.
You said that you had prayed for me all of these years that I would come back.
Tú dijiste que ibas a estar orando durante todos estos días por mi regreso, para que regresara.
Amén, amén, así es.
And so, what has literally come to pass?
Entonces, ¿me podrías explicar un poco entonces qué es lo que se ha hecho realidad? ¿Qué es lo que ha pasado en Colombia?
Bueno, cuando viniste a Colombia...
Well, the last time you were here in Colombia...
Nos dijiste que la iglesia debía estar unida.
You told us that the church should be united.
Para traer un despertar.
To bring a rise up.
E ir en contra de los gobiernos que no exaltaban a Dios.
To rise up and go against the governments who were not praising God.
De lo contrario, nuestra ciudad.
Otherwise, our city.
Caería en un gobierno tirano.
Would fall into a tyranny.
De violencia.
With violence.
Y jezabelico.
And jezabelic.
Y así pasó.
And that's what happened.
Yo recuerdo muy bien.
I remember very well.
Que te invitaron a varias conferencias.
That you were joined to many conferences.
Y en unas no te dejaron terminar.
And in some of them, they didn't even manage to let you finish.
De hecho, en una te colocaron muy a la noche.
Indeed, in some of them, they put you on very late ones.
A cuando traías un mensaje urgente para el país.
Even when you were bringing an urgent message to this country.
Y aún recuerdo cuando tú me dijiste...
And I still remember when you said
que querías estar en mi congregación.
That you wanted to visit my congregation.
Porque veías un fuego diferente.
Because you saw a different fire.
En nuestra congregación.
So in our congregation.
Profetizaste.
We prophesized.
Que Dios derribaría ídolos.
You prophesized that God would be tearing down idols.
De nuestro país.
Of our country.
Y que pasaríamos por una etapa difícil.
And that we would have some difficult times.
Pero que eso traería un fuego para la iglesia.
But in the end that would result in a flame and a different fire for the church.
De hecho, tu mensaje está guardado.
Indeed, your message, we keep it.
Hace 5 años.
We keep it safe, even if it's from 5 years ago.
Hicimos una gran amistad.
We also made good bonds.
Y entramos a trabajar contigo.
And since 5 years ago, we are working with you.
Porque nos identificamos en la misma visión.
Because we identify with your mission.
Hay que tener fuego.
That is, we have to be
on fire. La agenda globalista del anticristo.
And to attack the Antichrist agenda that wants to put globally.
I was here in Bogotá, Colombia, 5 years ago.
Yo estuve hace 5 años aquí en Bogotá, Colombia.
I was invited to speak part of a coalition of apostles to speak to 23,000 apostles.
Se me pidió que asistiera a una reunión con una coalición de apóstoles y terminamos predicándole a más de 23,000 de ellos.
And I challenged them.
Y yo los reté.
That only the church can stop the tyranny that is sweeping the nations.
Y les dije, solo la iglesia es la que puede parar la tiranía que está barriendo con las naciones.
That they're trying to form a one world government, a new world order.
Están intentando imponer un nuevo orden mundial.
And if pastors don't rise up,
y si no son los pastores los que se levantan,
rise up in every nation.
Que se levanten en todas las naciones.
Rise up in Bogotá.
Que se levanten aquí en Bogotá.
Be actively involved in bringing salt and light, influencing who gets elected.
Que sean activamente influenciando quién es seleccionado, siendo la luz y la sal de la tierra.
If we are salt,
si somos la sal,
if we rule and reign,
si reinamos,
if we occupy,
y si ocupamos,
like the Bible tells us to do,
tal cual como nos dice en la Biblia,
if the righteous involved in leadership,
si involucramos la justicia en el liderazgo,
if they put in righteous leadership in the government,
si ponemos liderazgo justo en el gobierno del cielo,
the people prosper,
en que las personas prosperan,
the nation prospers,
las naciones prosperan,
and the church prospers with freedom,
y la iglesia prospera con libertad.
But if we don't rise up,
pero si no nos levantamos,
and do our part,
y hacemos nuestra parte,
to fulfill the great commission,
para cumplir con la gran comisión,
which is part of the gospel for politics,
la cual es parte de ella, es evangelizarle a los políticos.
The church has a responsibility politically,
la iglesia tiene una responsabilidad política,
to help the nation prosper,
ayudar a las naciones a prosperar,
to put in righteous leaders,
poner líderes justos.
And I warned them,
y yo les advertí,
you have an election coming up,
se vienen unas elecciones,
if we don't put in righteous leaders,
si no montamos a un líder justo,
then communism could sweep this land,
entonces el comunismo iba a barrer con esta tierra,
and freedom would be slowly taken away,
y se nos iba a quitar lentamente nuestra libertad.
Tyranny would come,
vendría una tiranía.
Violence would come,
la violencia vendría.
The innocent would become prey,
los inocentes se convertirían en una presa.
And that is exactly what has happened today.
Y eso es exactamente lo que pasó y se vive hoy en día.
Do you remember?
¿Se acuerda?
Sí, claro, lo recuerdo muy bien.
Yes, I remember it very well.
El gobierno tirano entró primero por Bogotá.
So this tyrannic government that we have today.
Ahora tenemos un presidente comunista.
Entered first by Bogotá, and right now we have a communist president.
Pero también se cumplió lo que tú dijiste.
But it also has come true what you said.
Que Dios tomaría el control.
That God would be the one in the church.
Mientras la iglesia orara.
While we're praying.
Mientras la iglesia se mantuviera buscando.
While we were searching.
Dios pondría oposición.
God would put opposition.
Y no avanzaría ese gobierno.
And this government.
A destruir por completo.
Would not be able to completely destroy.
Y eso lo hemos visto.
So we've seen that too.
Nuestro país ha mantenido.
Our country has kept.
Y su economía se ha mantenido.
Its economy has been kept.
Por la oración.
By prayer.
Y por la iglesia.
And by the church.
Porque hemos orado en las plazas.
Because we've been
y en los puntos cardinales de nuestro país.
On the squares and through the whole cardinal points of this country.
Y tú dijiste que si hacíamos eso,
you say that if we did that,
ciertamente Dios tendría misericordia.
Certainly God would have mercy with us.
Y se está cumpliendo.
And this is becoming true.
Nuestro país se ha mantenido.
Our country has
kept. Y no ha caído en la desgracia absoluta.
We've maintained ourselves and it's not in complete disgrace.
Pero creo que necesitamos algo más.
But obviously we need something more.
Y es volver a arder en el fuego.
And it's to shine bright again in
porque
the holy fire of God.
Si avivamos las iglesias.
Because if we light up the
podremos
churches,
expulsar por completo estos gobiernos.
We can kick these governments.
Y de Centroamérica.
From South America, from Central America.
Because the Bible is so clear that we can stand in the gap.
La Biblia es muy clara, nos podemos parar en la brecha.
All through the Bible, Israel and different prophets and men and women of God stood in the gap.
Durante toda la Biblia, tanto Israel como muchos profetas nos explican que se pararon en la brecha.
But if there finally wasn't repentance,
pero si al final de todo esto no había arrepentimiento,
they went into slavery anyway, no matter how much they prayed.
De todos modos, no importa cuánto oraran, caían en esclavitud.
We're praying, we have a little time.
Estamos orando y tenemos poco tiempo.
But we have to have another great awakening.
Pero tenemos que tener otro despertar.
Because if not, Bogotá will go into slavery and nations around the world will go into slavery. They're creating a one world government.
Porque de otra manera, Colombia caerá en esclavitud. Las naciones alrededor del mundo caerán en esclavitud. Y al final se instalará un nuevo orden mundial.
The church has to arise.
Así que la iglesia tiene que levantarse.
We have to have another great awakening.
Tenemos que tener otro nuevo despertar, otro gran despertar.
And that's what Eagle Saving Nations is all about.
Y eso es de lo que se trata Eagle Saving Nations.
Go to my website.
Vayan a mi sitio web.
Worldministries.org.
Worldministries.org.
That's worldministries.org.
Eso es worldministries.org.
Join Eagle Saving Nations.
Únase a Eagle Saving Nations.
Nation after nation, we want to have the church fill the stadiums.
Nación tras nación queremos que la iglesia llene estadios.
Let the power of Pentecost
come
down.
Que el poder del Pentecostal descienda.
Let the believer go out with power and authority.
Que los creyentes brillen con poder y autoridad.
Let them do battle with an antichrist spirit.
Y pararnos en la brecha y pelear contra el espíritu del anticristo.
Let them bring that nation under Jesus Christ.
Que podamos traer todas estas naciones bajo Jesucristo.
Let them be a sheep nation.
Que sea una nación enviada.
And not a goat nation.
Que sea una nación oveja y no una nación cabra.
Amen, apóstol.
Amén, apóstol.
Amén, amén. Lo creemos.
We believe in that.
Y recordamos muy bien lo que la Biblia dice.
And we remember very well what the Bible says.
Que si entramos en el Espíritu,
that if we enter into the
haremos
Spirit,
temblar los lugares donde estemos.
We will shake the world.
Como pasó en el libro de Hechos, capítulo 4.
As it happens in Acts chapter 4.
Que se querían oponer a la palabra de Pedro y de Juan.
That some people were opposing against Peter and John's word.
Y los amenazaron para que no hablaran en el nombre de Jesús.
And they even got threatened for not talking about Jesus.
Pero ellos orando dijeron.
But they praying said,
ahora, Señor,
right now, Lord,
haz que se hagan más señales y milagros en el nombre de Jesús.
Send signals and miracles in the name of Jesus.
Y que hagan señales.
So they were signals.
Así como Jesús las hacía.
And they made the same as Jesus did.
La Biblia dice que cuando terminaron de orar,
the Bible said that when they ended up their prayer,
el lugar donde estaban reunidos tembló.
The place in they were, it got shaken.
Y yo creo que si oramos,
so I believe that if we pray,
y anhelamos el fuego del Pentecostés,
and we seek for the fire of the Pentecostals,
donde estemos temblará.
Wherever we be, it will shake.
Y habrá la evidencia,
and we will see the evidence,
la evidencia tangible,
seeing evidence,
de que el Espíritu Santo quiere,
that the Holy Spirit wants to lift up the church.
What is the main problem in Bogotá today?
¿Cuál sería el mayor problema de Bogotá hoy en día?
La inseguridad.
Insecurity.
El microtráfico.
Microtraffic of drugs.
Y podemos decir que la insensibilidad.
People have become insensible, unempathetic.
Y podemos decir que gobiernos contra la naturaleza de Dios.
So we can say that governments that are against God's nature.
What is the main problem in the church in Bogotá today?
¿Y cuál sería el principal problema en la iglesia de Bogotá hoy en día?
La unidad.
Unity.
La unidad y tal vez...
Unity and maybe...
El fuego.
The fire.
Muchos por la maldad de otros han dejado enfriar su
Many people have let the evil that others do to get cold their own fire.
Half of the churches in America,
la mitad de las iglesias,
are under the Federal Council of Churches.
En Estados Unidos están bajo el Consejo Federal de Iglesias.
That's a communist covering.
Eso es una tapadera comunista.
These are mainline churches.
Esos son iglesias de nuestra tierra.
They're against the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Que están en contra del bautismo en el Espíritu.
They're against the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Están en contra de los dones del Espíritu Santo.
They do not come against sin.
Ellos no se paran, no van en contra del pecado.
They ordain homosexuals.
Ellos de hecho aceptan y
they bring
a los homosexuales.
Drag queens into the church.
Ellos traen drag queens a las iglesias.
So half of the church in America is totally dysfunctional.
Entonces la mitad de las iglesias en Estados Unidos son totalmente disfuncionales.
And we've got to wake up the church like he said for unity.
Y así como tú lo dices, tenemos que despertar a la iglesia para que haya unidad.
America is in trouble.
América está en problemas.
Because the church is so disunified.
Porque la iglesia está muy desunida.
If we deny the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
si estamos por ahí denegando el bautismo del Espíritu Santo,
Jesus said, "Don't even try to represent me."
Jesús dijo, ni siquiera intenten representarme.
When he ascended to heaven,
Cuando él ascendió a los cielos,
he told his disciples to go tarry.
Él le dijo a los discípulos, vayan.
Don't try to do my work.
No intenten hacer mi trabajo.
Until you're filled with my power.
Hasta que estén llenos de mi poder.
And that's why America is so weak today.
Y por eso es que los Estados Unidos están débiles ahora mismo.
They're trying to do the work of God in their flesh, in vanity.
Están tratando de hacer las mismas obras que hizo Dios, pero bajo su
Without
carne.
The power of God.
Sin el poder de Dios.
They're tolerating sin.
Están tolerando el pecado.
And judgment is coming on America.
Y el juicio viene por los Estados Unidos.
Apóstol.
Yo estoy seguro que si la iglesia se une a predicar,
I'm pretty sure that if we unify
a hacer oposición,
to preach and to oppose,
y traer avivamiento,
and bringing revival,
traer unidad,
bringing unity,
podremos salvar muchas almas.
We will be able to save many souls
de este imperio del anticristo que está avanzando.
From this rising empire of the Antichrist.
Creo yo que nosotros somos la voz de Cristo.
I believe that we are Jesus' voice.
El libro de Romanos dice,
in Romans we can say,
que la tierra gime por la manifestación de los hijos de Dios.
That the land is begging for the manifestations of the children of God.
Y creo que aunque tenemos voz,
and I think that even today we have voice,
se necesita la manifestación.
But we need a manifestation.
Por eso yo digo que quien no cree en los dones del Espíritu Santo,
that's why I say that the ones who believe not in the Holy Spirit gifts,
tiene palabras de humano conocimiento.
Is preaching words of human knowledge.
De hecho, la Biblia se puede predicar con humano conocimiento.
Indeed, I think that the Bible can be preached with human knowledge.
Pero ella necesita.
But it needs.
A quien la inspiró.
The one who inspired it.
Y Pablo dijo, no fui a ninguno.
And Paul said, I went with no one.
Con palabras de humano conocimiento.
With words of human knowledge.
Sino que fui a ustedes con el poder del Espíritu.
But I approached you with
en
the power of
Espíritu.
The Spirit and the power of the Spirit.
Y la iglesia necesita despertar.
And the church, as you said, needs awakening.
Al poder del Espíritu.
The power of the Spirit.
Al poder del Espíritu.
The power of the Spirit.
Y que los milagros.
And miracles.
Y que los dones.
And gifts.
Sean genuinos.
Be genuine.
Necesitamos genuinidad.
We need to be genuine.
En los altares.
To be true in
en
the
los
altars,
medios de comunicación.
In the social media.
Y de hecho, como lo hemos hablado, tomar los montes de información.
And as we said, take the sources of information.
Sin miedo.
Unafraid.
Y confrontar.
And oppose.
El gobierno de la bestia.
The government of the beast.
Debemos confrontar el gobierno de la bestia.
We have to confront the government
porque
of the beast.
Porque el Señor dijo.
Because the Lord said.
Que sí, que el anticristo viene.
Yes, the antichrist is coming.
Pero que a su tiempo hay quien lo detiene.
But on his due time, there's also one who will
stop him. Y es el espíritu
him.
Y la iglesia quien detiene las obras del anticristo.
And the spirit and the church who will stop the works of the antichrist.
You mentioned at the airport.
Tú también en el aeropuerto me mencionaste
that you have been praying for me constantly,
que has estado orando por mí constantemente,
that I return to Bogotá,
para que viniera a Bogotá otra vez.
Why did you feel that I must come back to Bogotá?
¿Por qué sentías que yo debía volver a Bogotá?
Primero porque anhelábamos.
First of all, because we wanted
volver a experimentar
to experience again
palabra seria,
serious word.
Y anhelábamos.
And we also were expecting.
Anhelábamos mucho.
We were expecting a lot.
Poder aprender.
Being able to learn.
De cómo debemos despertar.
About how can we do to wake up.
En la búsqueda del Espíritu Santo.
In the search of the Holy
Porque
Spirit.
Porque yo aquí lo hago.
Because I do it here.
Pero desafortunadamente.
But unfortunately.
A veces se cree más.
Sometimes people believe
a la voz de afuera.
The outside voices.
Que a la misma de casa.
That the house voices.
De hecho Jesús lo dijo, ¿no?
Even Jesus said it.
Pero creemos,
but we believe,
en que Dios lo hará.
God will provide.
Y entonces oramos por ti,
so we prayed for you,
para que confirmaras,
for you to confirm,
una palabra que Dios me dio hace 3 años,
a word that God gave me 3 years ago,
que aunque viniera la oscuridad a mi país,
that even when the darkness would come to my country,
Dios,
God,
usaría hombres de afuera,
would use outsiders, people from other place.
Y nos encendería.
And would light up us.
Nuevamente a buscarlo.
Again to seek for
y que
him.
Nosotros también.
And that us.
Iríamos a otras naciones.
Would go to other nations.
Y brillaríamos como la luz en las tinieblas.
And would shine as light into the darkness.
Y vi retroceder las tinieblas.
And I saw this darkness to go back.
Como cuando prendes una lámpara, una luz en medio de las tinieblas.
Like when you're in the middle of the darkness and you light up a fire.
Veía cómo se disipaban.
I saw it hide from the light.
Y Dios me dijo.
God also told
me. Que orara para que tú vinieras.
To pray for your comeback.
Porque tú tienes una enseñanza.
Because you have a teaching.
De pasión por el Espíritu.
Of passion for the Holy Spirit.
Y de ser llamas de fuego.
And to be flames of fire.
Donde hay una llama de fuego.
And in where you have a flame of fire.
Las tinieblas se disipan.
Darkness leaves.
Y el Espíritu Santo es la llama de fuego.
And the Holy Spirit is this flame of fire.
Pero tenemos que aprender.
But we have to learn.
Cómo mantenerla.
How to keep it.
Y tenemos que aprender.
And we have to learn.
Cómo cuidarla.
How to take care of it.
Y para eso es necesario.
And for that we need.
La unción apostólica y profética.
The anointing of the apostles and prophets.
Y arder en los dones del Espíritu.
And burning into the Holy Spirit gifts.
Porque muchos ya no lo enseñan.
Because many churches don't teach it anymore.
Y si se apaga la luz,
and if we let the light
las
light
tinieblas
out,
prosperan.
The darkness will prosper.
Pero si se enciende la luz,
but if you
las tinieblas
this,
retroceden.
They will hide from you.
You know, the Bible is very clear that in the last days, perilous times will come. 2 Timothy 3:1.
Bueno, la Biblia es muy clara y nos dice que durante los últimos tiempos, tiempos difíciles vendrían.
For men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God, 2 Timothy 3, 2-4.
Porque los hombres serán amantes de sí mismos y no amantes de la palabra de Dios, 2 Timoteo 3, 2-4.
Jesus asked the question.
Jesús nos preguntó la pregunta.
When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Luke 18:8.
Cuando el Hijo del Hombre regrese, ¿realmente encontrará fe en los hombres?
Today, like never before in history of the world.
Hoy como nunca en la historia del mundo.
Jesus Christ is being maligned, ridiculed, and made obsolete.
Se ha hablado que Jesús está obsoleto, se ha ridiculizado y se han dicho barbaridades acerca de él.
This new world order.
Este nuevo orden mundial.
Is trying to remove God out of the nations.
Está intentando sacar a Dios de las naciones.
So evil men can rule, and actually, who they're serving is Satan.
Y los malvados están gobernando, y de hecho, el que está gobernando detrás de ellos es Satanás.
So you understand this.
Así que yo sé que usted entiende esto.
Sí, lo entiendo perfectamente.
I understand it perfectly.
Y la Biblia nos dice esto.
And the Bible also says.
Pero también la Biblia nos dice.
The Bible also says.
Que tenemos que confrontar las obras de las tinieblas.
That we have to oppose to the works of darkness.
Y es evidente que en el mundo están tratando de ridiculizar al verdadero Jesús.
And as you said, it's very evident that in this world, they're trying to ridiculize Jesus.
Ahora, vemos que se inventan Jesús a cada día nuevos.
We've seen people to try to invent new versions of Jesus every single day.
Y en muchos lugares se predican a un Jesús que no es realmente el Jesús de la Biblia.
And in many places, they're even preaching about a Jesus that is not the same that we can find in the Bible.
Pero tenemos que entender que el Jesús de la Biblia en
but
este
tiempo.
But we
have to understand that during these times, the Jesus that we can find in the Bible.
Tiene ojos de fuego.
Has eyes of fire.
Sus pies semejantes al bronce.
His feet are like bronze.
Cabellos blancos.
White hairs.
Una corona.
A crown.
Y un nombre.
And the name.
En su muslo.
In his hip.
Rey de reyes.
King of kings.
Señor de señores.
Lord of lords.
Y viene.
And he's coming.
Y viene a destruir al anticristo.
And he's coming to destroy.
Y viene a reinar.
And he's coming to rule.
El verdadero Dios de la Biblia.
The true Lord of the Bible.
El verdadero Jesús de la Biblia.
The true Jesus of the Bible.
No tiene sombra de variación.
Has no shadow of variation.
Él es la raíz de David.
He is the root of David.
Él es santo.
He is holy.
Él no negocia su santidad.
He does not negotiate his holiness.
Y aunque muchos lo quieran ridiculizar.
And even if many people want to ridiculize him.
Escrito está.
It's written.
Que cuando él regrese.
That when he comes.
Toda lengua se doblará.
Every tongue.
Toda rodilla se doblará.
Every knee will bow.
Toda lengua confesará.
Every tongue will confess.
Que él es el Señor.
That he is the Lord.
Y los reyes perversos de la tierra.
And the evil kings of
se esconderán
the
en los montes.
Will hide in the
pero no hallarán lugar para esconderse
but
del
they
soberano.
Will find no place to hide.
Por eso es tan importante la iglesia.
That's why the church
porque
is
la iglesia
important.
Es la esposa del
because
cordero.
We know that we are his wife.
La que clama.
The one who's
y lo espera.
Begging and waiting.
Y sabe que él regresa.
And knows that he will come.
Y lo anhela celosamente.
So it's waiting for him jealously.
Es tiempo de volver a comportarnos como la esposa.
It's time that the church we behave again as the wife of Christ.
Y hacer lo que el esposo anhela.
And we do what our husband is wanting.
Jesús es uno solo.
There's only one Jesus.
Él no comparte su gloria con nadie.
And he does not share his glory with no one.
Y muchos hombres se han robado la gloria de Dios.
Many men have tried to
incluso
steal
en los altares.
Glory. They've even tried to steal it in the altars.
Pero el Señor Jesús.
But Lord Jesus.
El Señor Jesús.
The Lord Jesus.
El verdadero Jesús.
The true Jesus.
Él se lleva la gloria.
He is the one who takes the glory.
Y para eso dejó el Espíritu Santo.
And that's the reason why he left.
Y sabemos que en esta conferencia.
And we know that in this conference.
Hablaremos del Espíritu Santo.
We will speak about the Holy Spirit.
Él nos llevará a entender quién es Jesús.
And he will make us understand who Jesus is.
Y Jesús nos hará y nos mostrará al Padre.
And Jesus will show us his Father.
Amen. We are seeing all over the world.
Alrededor del mundo estamos viendo.
Like you said.
Como usted nos decía.
They're trying to bring other Jesuses into religions.
Que están intentando introducir nuevos Jesuses en las religiones.
Like in some countries all over the world, I'd say in all countries, they're trying to bring Christendom.
En algunos países o en muchos países alrededor del mundo están intentando traer.
They're trying to say the God of the Bible and the God of Islam are the same.
Están intentando traer el Islam. Están diciendo que el Dios de la Biblia y el Dios del Islam son el mismo.
Which is a lie.
Lo cual es una mentira.
The God in Islam.
El Dios del que hablan en el Islam.
Is not Jesus Christ.
No es Jesucristo.
It's a God of hatred and domination.
Es un Dios de dominación y de odio.
A God of violence.
Un Dios de violencia.
They say that Jesus Christ is a prophet.
Ellos dicen que Jesucristo es un profeta.
He will come back.
Que él regresará.
And he will make war against the Christians and Jews.
Y que él va a solucionar la guerra entre los cristianos y los
judíos. He'll bring the whole world under Allah.
Que va a traer a todo el mundo bajo Allah.
And if you say Jesus is God, it's blasphemy and they kill you.
Y prácticamente dices el Dios de Jesús es blasfemia y te va a matar.
So this is dangerous where some churches are bringing Christendom into the church.
Por esto es que es un peligro cuando las iglesias están trayendo el Islam a la iglesia.
We only have a minute left. Is this happening also in Bogotá?
Solo nos queda un minuto. ¿Esto también está pasando aquí en Bogotá?
En ocasiones pasa.
Sometimes it happens.
Pero a Sudamérica ha llegado una tendencia.
But here in South America we've had this trend.
Demostrar más a un Jesús.
About showing a Jesus.
Sin importancia.
That has no importance.
En lugares como Europa.
In places like Europe.
Se habla mucho del Islam.
People are talking about this.
Pero acá se habla mucho del Jesús libertino.
But here we're talking about a Jesus
quieras,
that lets you do whatever you want.
Vive como quieras.
Live as you want.
Y heredarás la vida eterna.
And you inherit the eternal life.
Pero el Señor Jesús no habló de eso.
But Lord Jesus did not talk about this.
De hecho, su ministerio fue arrepentidos.
Actually, his ministry was about repentance.
Porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
Because the heaven's kingdom is getting close.
Ya que nos queda menos de un minuto.
Now that we're running out of time.
Quiero decirte algo.
I want to say you something.
Gracias por venir a mi país.
Thank you for coming to my country.
Y estoy seguro que se va a cumplir.
And I'm really sure that
que el fuego de Dios.
That the fire of God
va a incendiar la iglesia.
Will be light up the
va a encender
church,
la iglesia.
Light up the church.
Y tendremos
we will have
confrontación.
Confrontation.
Al pecado, pecado.
Against the sin will be called sin.
Y a la santidad, santidad.
And the holiness will be holiness.
Worldministries.org. Worldministries.org.
Worldministries.org. Worldministries.org.
Give what you can.
Da lo que puedas.
PayPal, Zelle.
PayPal, métodos de pago.
Zelle is warning at worldministries.org.
Y Zelle estamos, véanos aquí en alerta.
Help us come back to South America. Help us come back to Bogotá.
Ayúdenos a regresar a Sudamérica. Ayúdenos a regresar a Bogotá.
God bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
I am coming to you from Bogotá, Colombia, South America.
Estamos en directo con ustedes desde Bogotá, Colombia, en Sudamérica.
I was here 5 years ago.
Hace 5 años yo estuve aquí.
And spoke to thousands of leaders.
Y le hablé a miles de líderes.
I was invited to the 23,000 apostles to be one of the speakers.
Me invitaron frente a 23,000 apóstoles para ser uno de los que hablaron.
And I gave warning.
Y yo les advertí.
If the church didn't arise,
si la iglesia no se levantaba,
they would start to lose their freedoms.
Empezarían a perder sus libertades.
They would be a different president.
Habría un presidente diferente.
Communism.
Comunismo.
That the church had to arise.
Que la iglesia tenía que levantarse.
Lead another great awakening.
Y liderar un nuevo gran despertar.
The church did not listen.
Pero la iglesia no escuchó.
This is my translator, Angel.
Este es mi traductor, Ángel.
Sitting next to me.
Y junto a mí.
I want you to introduce yourself.
Me gustaría que te presentaras a ti mismo.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Camilo Quiroga.
My name is Camilo Quiroga.
And you were at my meetings 5 years ago.
Y hace 5 años usted me contaba que asistió a mis reuniones.
Sí, estuve en una de ellas.
Yes, I did. I was in one of them.
What do you remember of the prophecy?
¿Qué se acuerda usted de la profecía?
Recuerdo que habló a la iglesia.
I remember that you spoke to the church.
Nos advirtió como iglesia.
You warned us as a church.
Que deberíamos despertar.
That we have to wake up.
A un verdadero evangelio.
Into a true gospel.
Porque venía un tiempo donde Colombia corría un peligro.
Because it was going to come a time in where Colombia would be in danger.
De caer en comunismo.
Of falling into communism.
I remember you were part of the leadership that picked me up at the airport.
Yo me acuerdo que usted fue parte también del liderazgo que me recogió en el aeropuerto.
Así es.
And soon as you saw me, you said your prophecy has come to pass.
Y tan pronto como usted me dijo, usted lo primero que me dijo fue su profecía se cumplió.
Así es.
That's right.
And you said violence is very much here.
Y usted ha dicho que la violencia ha aumentado mucho.
Sí.
That's right.
Hemos vuelto.
We have turned
a la violencia tanto en las ciudades
to a violent time in the cities
como en varias partes del campo
and in many parts even in towns and villages.
And now you have a communist president.
Y ahora tienen un presidente comunista.
Así es.
That's right.
And the nation is suffering.
Y la nación está sufriendo
bastante.
Freedoms are being taken away.
Se les están arrebatando las libertades.
Sí, hemos visto opresión.
Yes, we have been victims of oppression.
You also said that the prophecy including the violence.
Usted también decía que la profecía incluía violencia.
Sí, recuerdo algo de esto.
Yes, I remember some of it, yeah.
You said you yourself had been a victim just a little while ago.
Usted nos contaba que usted mismo ha sido víctima hace poquito.
Of violence.
De violencia.
Sí, fue víctima de un robo.
He was a victim of, he was mugged.
How long ago?
¿Hace cuánto?
20 días.
20 days ago.
What happened?
¿Qué ocurrió?
Bueno, yo iba conduciendo mi carro.
I was driving my car.
Llegué a un semáforo en rojo.
I got a red light.
Iba distraído.
I was a bit distracted.
Llevaba mi ventana abierta.
My window was low.
De un momento a otro volteé a mirar.
Suddenly I turned back.
Ya vi un tipo
con
un cuchillo acá.
With a knife pointing to my chest.
En ese momento comenzó a pedirme mis cosas.
In that moment he asked me to hang my things to him.
Al mismo tiempo otros trataban de romper las ventanas de mi carro.
At the same time other guys were trying to break the windows of my car.
Eso ocurrió 2 minutos.
This episode only lasted around 2 minutes.
Uno en ese momento entra en miedo o nervios, tal vez nervios.
During that time, some of us might feel nervous.
Y comencé a entregar lo que él me pedía.
I just started to hand him what he was asking for.
Sabía que si no le entregaba,
I knew that lo que if I did not do that,
lo que él me pedía,
what he was asking,
podría con el cuchillo hacerme daño.
He might have stabbed me in my chest.
Y pues no iba solo, más peligro.
All alone, so it was way dangerous for me.
Le entregué mi celular.
I gave him my cell phone.
Mi argolla de matrimonio.
My wedding ring.
Una manilla en oro.
A golden bracelet.
Y un poco de dinero que llevaba.
And some cash that I had with me.
Quería más, pero no tenía más.
He wanted to take more of me, but I really didn't have any more. Anything else.
Eran 5, no sabía uno cómo reaccionar.
It was 5 of them. I didn't really knew how to react to it.
Apenas cambió el semáforo, ellos se fueron ya llevándose mis cosas.
As soon as the green light turned, they just went away with my things.
Okay, so you were in the car.
Entonces usted estaba dentro de su carro.
Dentro de mi carro.
And so were they driving? What were they driving, or did they just run?
Ellos estaban conduciendo algo o solo corrieron.
No, ellos venían en bicicleta.
No, there were 5 guys in bicycles.
Bicycles.
Bicicletas.
So at the stop sign.
Entonces apenas está este semáforo.
Ellos aprovecharon, yo habían visto que la ventana estaba abierta.
They had already seen that my window was low and they approached me in the red light.
Aprovecharon el momento para robar. Trabajan así.
This is how they work.
So as they were pounding all around you, you were distracted.
Entonces, o sea, lo único malo que usted hizo fue estar distraído.
Llevar la ventana abierta.
And having my window low.
And they put the knife to your chest.
Y le apuntan un cuchillo a su pecho.
Al corazón, sí.
to my heart. Yeah.
I remember prophesying.
Yo recuerdo profetizar
how the New World Order,
como el nuevo orden mundial,
is trying to topple the sovereignty of every nation.
Está intentando quitarle la soberanía a cada nación.
So that people flood into our nations.
Para que las personas terminen siendo como un diluvio a otras naciones.
And I understand Venezuelans.
Yo también entendía a Basil Williams.
Are flooding in.
También estaban bajo inundación.
And making the country filled with violence.
Y haciendo que los países se inunden de violencia.
Is that true?
Eso es verdad.
Sí, es verdad.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I warned of not only the economy crashing, but disease.
Entonces no solo les advertí sobre la economía sufriendo, sino también enfermedades.
Sí, entre ellos había enfermedad, violencia, yes, escasez.
Because you were talking about sickness, violence, and poverty.
Plagues. And now, then when I left, COVID hit.
Y apenas me fui, llegó lo del COVID.
Sí.
I remember other people telling me how I prophesied over the plagues and the disease, and it's happened, and COVID came immediately.
Yo me acuerdo cómo yo pude profetizar sobre el COVID, sobre las enfermedades viniendo, y apenas me fui, eso sucedió.
2019.
2019.
5 años atrás.
5 years ago.
Now,
ahora,
you at one time in your life,
ustedes en un tiempo en su vida, o tuvo un tiempo en su vida,
were involved with alcohol and drugs.
En donde estuvo involucrado con alcohol y drogas.
I want you to tell that story.
Me gustaría que nos contara esa historia.
Because many people are addicted to alcohol and drugs.
Porque actualmente tenemos muchas personas adictas al alcohol y a las drogas.
And they need to know.
Ellos necesitan saber.
That God can bring them out of it.
Que Dios los puede sacar de allí.
He can set them free.
Él los puede liberar.
He can give them a future.
Él les puede dar un futuro.
They should not despair.
Ellos no deberían caer en desespero.
They should not lose hope.
No deberían perder la esperanza.
You have a tremendous testimony.
Usted tiene un tremendo testimonio.
You've been driving me right now to the conference where I've been speaking.
Usted nos ha estado llevando de ida y vuelta a la conferencia en donde hemos estado hablando.
A 4-day conference.
Una conferencia de 4 días.
Where I've been speaking to 150 churches and leaders.
Donde le hemos estado hablando a más de 150 líderes de iglesias.
Of the government of God.
Del gobierno de Dios.
And the need for the Holy Ghost.
Y la necesidad del Espíritu Santo.
So the church can rise up.
Para que la iglesia pueda levantarse.
And once again lead this nation.
Y una vez más liderar esta nación.
Away from communism.
Fuera del comunismo.
And the church, and only the church, can bring this nation back under God.
Y que la única que puede traer esta nación bajo Dios es la iglesia.
If we understand the power of the Holy Ghost.
Si entendemos el poder del Espíritu Santo.
The third person of the Trinity.
La tercera persona de la Trinidad.
If you don't want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Si no quieres ser bautizado en el Espíritu Santo.
He leads you.
Él te lidera.
He guides you.
Él te guía.
He directs you.
Él te dirige.
He warns you of the future.
Te advierte el futuro.
He gives you courage to speak the truth.
Él te da coraje para hablar la verdad.
If you don't want that.
Si no quieres eso.
When Jesus said you have to have it.
Cuando Jesús nos decía tienes que tener.
Before you try to represent me.
Antes de que intentes representar.
I wonder if you know God.
Yo me pregunto si tú conoces a Dios.
Because you're denying a third of God.
Porque están denegando un tercio de Dios.
And the church is pathetically dysfunctional.
Y esta iglesia es patéticamente disfuncional.
Because half the churches deny it.
Porque la mitad de las iglesias lo deniegan, no lo quieren.
And they're walking around backing sins of abomination.
Y se mueven apoyando pecados de abominación.
They back homosexuality.
Apoyan la homosexualidad.
They're responsible for putting communism in this nation.
Y son responsables de poner el comunismo al mando de esta nación.
And I've been sharing we have to have another great awakening.
Y estoy seguro que tenemos que tener.
We've got to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Tenemos que ser llenos del poder del Espíritu Santo.
As Eagle Saving Nations.
Eso es lo que hace Eagle.
Get into the stadiums.
Llenar estadios.
Let the power of God come down.
Y que el Espíritu Santo
venga.
Let
the church like Peter go forth with power and authority.
Que la iglesia así como con Pedro se alce con poder.
Lead a repentance.
Y que los lleve al arrepentimiento.
Bring this nation back under God.
Recuperar esta nación para Dios.
You now.
Ahora usted.
I want you to tell your story.
Me gustaría que nos contara su historia.
You were involved with alcohol and drugs.
Usted estuvo involucrado con alcohol y drogas.
You've been taking me to the conferences every day.
Pero me estaba llevando a las conferencias todos los días.
You pointed out a police station where once you were arrested and taken there.
Incluso nos señaló una estación de policía en la que usted una vez estuvo arrestado.
For people now that are watching.
Para las personas que ahora están viendo.
And they don't have hope.
Y no tienen esperanza.
They're in alcohol and drugs.
Y están bajo alcohol o drogas.
Tell me your story.
Por favor, díganos su historia.
Bueno, sí.
Well,
primero que todo, Dios es el que nos liberta, ¿no?
God is the one who set us free.
Era muy joven.
I was very young.
Niño, no joven, niño.
A kid, not even a
young. Cuando probé el alcohol.
When I tried the alcohol for the first time.
El alcohol entró a mi casa.
It got inside my house.
Cuando era un niño.
When I was a kid.
En mi propia familia.
And in my,
me daban el alcohol.
In my own family.
A probar el alcohol.
They gave me to try the alcohol.
Comencé a tomar.
I started drinking.
Una copa.
Just a bit, a cup.
Y fui creando dependencia.
And I created dependence to it.
Cuando llegué a una edad de.
When I reached
13, 14 años.
13, 14 years.
Quise tener dinero.
I wanted to have money.
No robé.
I never stole anything.
Siempre trabajé.
I always worked.
Ejemplo de casa.
It's an example given by my dad.
Pero quería tener dinero para tomar.
But I wanted to have money to drink.
Pues conseguí trabajo.
So I got a job.
Y teniendo dinero.
And now that I had money.
Comencé a consumir más alcohol.
I started to consume more alcohol and more alcohol.
Acompañado del alcohol.
With the company of the alcohol.
En algún momento.
In a given moment.
Llegó la droga.
I also tried drugs.
Llegó la marihuana.
The marijuana.
Pero la marihuana no creó dependencia en mí.
But the marijuana did not create a dependence on me.
Que llegó a dependencia de mí fue el perico o coca.
What created dependence on me was the cocaine.
Ese sí creó dependencia.
That really created a dependence on me.
Fueron pasando los años.
Many years passed.
Fui creciendo.
I grew.
Pero no tenía otra meta en mi vida que era consumir alcohol.
Vale. I had no other goal in my life than consuming alcohol.
Acompañado de la droga.
Together with drugs.
Eso trajo muchos problemas a mi vida.
That brought a lot of problems to my life.
Alejó mi familia.
It got my family away.
Cerró puertas.
It closed doors.
Tuve que dormir en moteles.
I had to sleep in hotels.
Tuve que dormir en la calle.
I had to sleep in the street.
Todo lo que llegaba a mis manos.
Everything that my hands touched was for this.
No quería nada más.
I didn't want anything else.
Conocí una mujer.
I knew a woman.
Tuve hijos.
I had children.
Pero se perdió ese hogar.
But that home was
porque
lost.
Porque el alcohol no trae sino problemas. La droga
because
no trae sino problemas.
Because the alcohol brings nothing but problems. The drugs bring nothing but problems.
Cuando ya creí que todo lo había perdido, para ir resumiendo un poco.
Just to make it quick, when I believed that I was lost, that I had lost everything.
Cuando ya todo estaba que ni siquiera mi mamá me abría la puerta de la casa.
When even my mom wasn't going to let me in her house.
Porque ya estaban cansados de mí.
Because they were tired of me.
Era un problema para mi familia y para la sociedad.
I was a problem for my family and for the society.
Conocí una mujer.
I knew a woman.
La que ahora es mi esposa.
The one that is right now my wife.
Ella.
She.
No conocía al Señor todavía.
Did
no.
not know about the Lord
ni
in
yo,
that moment.
Ni yo tampoco.
I don't. I. Me neither.
En ese tiempo tengo un hermano mayor.
In that time I had a bigger brother.
Que ya conocía del Señor.
That already knew about the Lord.
Él oraba por mí todos los días.
He every single day was praying for me.
Siempre me decía que me estaba perdiendo de lo mejor.
Telling me that I was not able to experience the good stuff.
Cuando él se estaba preparando para ser pastor.
When he was getting ready to being a pastor.
Cuando un día me llaman.
I was called one day.
Me dicen que él había muerto.
They told me that he was dead.
Que él había muerto.
That he was dead.
Yo le decía a Dios.
I was saying God.
Si tú existes, el que me tenía que morir era yo.
The one who was supposed to die first was me. Why my brother?
Si él era bueno.
If he was good.
Traía cosas buenas a mi familia.
He brought good things to my family.
Porque yo.
Why me?
Vivo y él muere.
Why am I alive and he is dead?
Pasó así unos dos meses donde yo tomé más bastante, mucho más de lo que acostumbraba a tomar por el dolor a mi hermano.
And while I was mourning my brother, I had two rough months in where I was drinking and drinking more than usual. Very more than usual.
La que es mi esposa dijo, tienes que cambiar, este hogar se acaba.
The one that is today my wife said to me, you have to change or this home is over.
Ella me iba a dejar.
She was going to leave me.
Era lo único bueno que tenía en ese momento.
She was the only good thing I had in that moment in my life.
Tenía mi mamá, mi papá.
I had my mom, my dad.
Pero todos estaban alejados de mí.
But as I said before, they were away from me.
Por mi problema. Por mi condición.
For my condition.
Ella me amaba y ella estaba ahí.
She was the only one who was loving me. there for me.
Pero ella dijo, te voy a dejar.
But she told me, I'm gonna leave you.
Llegó una amiga, ella le dijo, no lo dejes.
And one friend of hers said to her, don't leave him.
Hay alguien que puede salvar este hogar.
There's someone who can save this home.
Se llama Jesucristo.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Ella comenzó a ir a la iglesia.
She started going to the church.
Yo no.
I don't.
Yo no.
I
ella comenzó a ir. Comenzó
she
a ir.
Started going to the church.
A orar.
To pray.
A orar.
To pray.
A orar.
Pray.
Para ir avanzando rápido por tiempo.
Going forward.
Un día.
One day.
Acepté ir.
I accepted going.
Fui.
I went.
Desde que entré sentí la presencia.
And since I put a faith in inside, I feel the God's presence.
Acordé las palabras de mi hermano.
So I remembered my brother's words.
Que ya no está aquí, está con el Señor.
That is right now with the Lord.
Que él me decía, te estás perdiendo de lo mejor.
He was telling me, you're missing the good stuff.
Esa noche sentí la presencia.
That night I felt the presence.
De Dios, del Espíritu Santo.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Y sentí que era el único que me podía hacer libre.
And I really understood that he was the only one who was able to make me free.
Mas sin embargo.
But.
Seguí tomando.
I still kept drinking.
Pero fui bajando.
But I went lowering and lowering the amount.
Un día me bauticé. Tomé la decisión de bautizarme.
One day I took the choice of being baptized.
Llegué del bautizo.
When I came back home from the baptized.
Al otro día al bautizo fui al trabajo.
The other day I went to my job.
En la noche me encontré con dos amigos.
And that night I found two of my friends.
Llevaron una botella de whisky.
Carrying a bottle of whiskey.
Yo dije no.
I said no.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Ellos tomaron mucho, yo los acompañaba.
They drank a lot, I was with them.
Cuando ya faltaba un poquito.
But when it was
poquito,
just
muy poquito.
Just one bit missing.
Me dejé convencer y tomé una copa.
I let them convince me and I drank one cup.
Cuando tomé esa copa duré
when I drank one cup,
3 días tomando.
I lasted the 3 next days drinking again.
Y con droga.
With drugs too.
Mi esposa me cuenta.
My wife tells me
que ella estuvo orando y el Espíritu Santo la llevó a donde yo estaba.
That she was praying and the Holy Spirit got her where I was.
Ella no sabía.
She didn't knew.
El Espíritu Santo la guió.
The Holy Spirit is the one who guided her.
Cuando ella llegó,
when she got there,
me llamó con amor.
She called me with love.
Me dijo,
she told me,
te vas conmigo y con el Espíritu Santo.
You're going with me and the Holy Spirit.
O prefieres el mundo.
Or will you pick the world?
Yo entré lo mal que estaba por el alcohol y la droga.
It was very bad in that moment because due to alcohol and drugs.
Sentí algo.
I felt something.
Y dije, me voy contigo y con el Espíritu Santo.
And I said, I choose you and the Holy Spirit.
Llegué a mi casa.
I arrived my home.
Dormí.
I slept.
Al otro día lloré, lloré, lloré,
I cried and whined.
Porque sentía que le había fallado a alguien dentro de mi corazón.
That I had failed someone who was inside my heart.
Y pero dije, no soy digno.
So I was saying, I'm not worthy.
Porque me había bautizado.
Of him because I've been baptized.
Había ido a la iglesia,
I had
pero
gone
caído.
To church, but I fell again.
Y dije, no soy digno.
So I was saying, I'm not worthy.
El Señor envía un ángel.
But in that moment, God sent an angel.
Un amigo.
A friend.
Pero para mí era un ángel.
But for me,
guiado por el Señor.
He was really a friend, but for me it was an angel sent.
Que fue a mi casa, me abrazó.
He went to my house and hugged me.
Y lloré.
And I just cried.
Y desde ese día sentí el amor de Dios.
Since that day, I'm feeling the love of God. I'm feeling the real Holy Spirit of God.
Lo que duré más de 14 años luchando por alcohol y droga.
The fight that lasted 14 years against the alcohol and drugs.
Ese día tomé la determinación.
That day I took the determination.
No por papá.
The decision.
No por mamá.
Not because of my father or my mom.
No por esposa.
Or my wife.
No por hijos.
Or my children.
No por amigos.
Or friends.
Por amor a Dios.
By the love of God.
Jamás consumir alcohol y droga.
Of never consuming again alcohol and drugs.
13 años.
13 years.
Que no tomo.
Have passed since then. Ladies and gentlemen. Señoras y señores. You don't have to give up hope.
No tienen que perder la esperanza.
You can change too.
Ustedes también pueden cambiar.
It's not you, but it will be God in you.
No se trata de ustedes sus propias fuerzas, sino de Dios por medio de ustedes.
You can invite him into your heart
usted
today.
Usted lo puede invitar a su corazón hoy.
You can ask him to forgive you.
Usted le puede pedir que lo perdone.
To come and live within you.
de tener comunión con usted.
He'll give you a new future.
Él le va a dar un nuevo futuro.
He'll forgive all your sins.
Y va a perdonar todos sus
pecados. Like you never had them.
Como usted nunca lo ha hecho con usted.
You can break every bondage.
Usted puede romper toda atadura.
You can be set free.
Y puede ser liberado.
I want you to now just invite them and pray that they accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Me gustaría que usted nos liderara invitando a nuestros oyentes a
look into this camera.
Hacer y recibir a Jesús como su Señor y Salvador.
And speak to them.
Para aquella persona que vea este video.
For anyone watching this video.
La muerte no es la solución.
Death is not the solution.
El desespero no es la solución.
Despair is not the solution.
Un gobierno no es la solución.
A governor is not the solution.
La solución es Cristo.
The solution is Jesus Christ.
Yo te invito a ti.
I join you.
No sé tu problema.
I don't know your problem.
También los tuve.
I had my problems.
Perdí todo.
I lost everything.
No tenía nada.
I had nothing.
Ni para tomar un vaso de agua.
I was not
un
even
tinto,
able.
Café.
I had not the money to drink a cup of tea, a cup of coffee.
No tenía ropa.
I had no clothes.
Pero lo más importante, no tenía a Dios.
But the most important of all, I had not God.
Se puede.
You can.
Amigo.
Friend.
Amiga.
Friend.
Cristo.
Jesus.
Te puede liberar.
Can set you free.
Cree en él.
Believe in him.
Como tu Señor.
As your Lord.
Suficiente Salvador.
That is enough and your Savior.
Lo puede, él tiene el poder para hacerlo.
He has the power to do.
Para sacarte de cualquier problema.
To get you out of any trouble.
Drogas.
Drugs.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Enfermedad.
Infirmity.
Problemas familiares.
Familiar issues.
O cualquier otro problema.
Or any other problem.
Él tiene el poder.
He has the power. I join you.
Que busques de Dios.
To look for him.
De
look
corazón.
For God.
De corazón.
From my heart.
No por tu problema.
Not because of your problem.
No por dinero.
Not because of money.
Porque muchos buscan a Dios por dinero.
Because many people are looking for God for money.
Sino porque él es el camino, la verdad y
but
la vida.
But because he is the way, the truth and the life.
Se puede.
You Amen. Can do it.
Amen.
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 You've been attending these conferences now.
Usted ha estado asistiendo a estas conferencias.
You see the importance of the church rising in every nation.
Ya ha visto la importancia de la iglesia levantándose en cada nación.
I've given you evidence how the New World Order, the One World Government, is trying to take over all nations and make Christians the enemy.
Yo les he mostrado el peligro en el que estamos bajo el nuevo orden mundial de que quieren hacer todos los cristianos su enemigo.
The church has to rise up.
La iglesia tiene que levantarse.
We want to get into the stadiums.
Tenemos que entrar en los estadios.
And have the Holy Ghost come down.
Y hacer que el Espíritu Santo descienda.
So the church can go forth.
Para que la iglesia pueda avanzar.
With power and authority.
Con poder y autoridad.
Instead of fear and intimidation.
En vez de miedo e intimidación.
Peter, before he was baptized.
Pedro, antes de ser bautizado,
he was afraid.
Él tenía miedo.
He was a coward.
Era un cobarde.
He lied.
Él mintió.
He denied Christ.
Y negó a Cristo.
But once he was baptized,
pero una vez fue bautizado,
he was bold.
Él
he
feared tenía nothing. Coraje y no tenía miedo de nada.
He died for Jesus.
Y él murió por Jesús.
We need
necesitamos
the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
El bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
How do you like these conferences?
¿Le han gustado estas conferencias?
Mucho.
A lot.
Mucho. Te voy a decir algo de por qué.
I will tell you why I like them.
Porque los jóvenes,
because the youth,
no tienen autoridad.
Have no authority.
No respetan autoridad.
They don't respect authority.
Se han dejado llevar por ese espíritu.
They let this spirit.
Donde no hay autoridad.
Where there's not authority.
Donde Dios no existe.
Where there's not any God.
Donde la familia no existe.
Where there's not any family.
Donde se puede vivir una vida libre.
In where you can live a free life.
Hacer lo que se quiera.
And do whatever you want.
Tú nos enseñas.
You are teaching us.
Que si buscamos a Dios,
that if we seek God,
y el poder del Espíritu
and the
Santo,
power of the Holy Spirit,
el problema que hay en la sociedad,
the problem that we have right now in our society,
tiene que caer,
has to fall, has to crumble,
porque cuando invitamos a Dios,
because when we join God,
a nuestras vidas,
to our lives,
al Espíritu Santo,
to the Holy Spirit,
a depender, como tú nos estás enseñando,
so we depend on the Holy Spirit,
cae la máscara.
These masks are taken off of
lo que nos está vendiendo el mundo,
what the world is trying to sell us.
De
about
que todo está bien,
everything is all right,
de que va a venir un gobierno que va a traer
there's
paz,
a government that will bring peace,
que va a traer armonía,
that will bring harmony,
que va a traer muchas cosas que son mentiras,
many things, it's all lies.
El único que trae esto es Dios.
The only one who brings this is God.
Ladies and gentlemen,
señoras y señores,
all nations,
todas las naciones,
your nation where you live,
la nación en donde usted vive,
the New World Order is coming against your nation.
El nuevo orden mundial viene por su nación.
They're trying to crash your economy.
Están intentando explotar sus economías.
Microchip you so they control your money.
Implantarlos para controlar su dinero.
Open borders.
Abrir fronteras.
Let me tell you.
Déjeme decirle.
The church has to arise.
La iglesia tiene que levantarse.
We've got to arise.
Tenemos que levantarnos.
I lead World Ministries International.
Yo lidero World Ministries International.
Eagle Saving Nations.
Y también Eagle Saving Nations.
Go to my website.
Vaya a mi sitio web.
WorldMinistries.org.
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 That's WorldMinistries.org.
WorldMinistries.org.
Join Eagle Saving Nations.
Únase a Eagle Saving Nations.
Help us lead another great awakening in your nation.
Ayúdenos a causar otro nuevo gran despertar en
su nación. So you don't lose your freedoms.
Para que usted no pierda su libertad.
WorldMinistries.org.
WorldMinistries.org.
You can also get my newsletters, pastoral articles, free.
Usted también puede recibir mis artículos
pastorales.
We send
them to you twice a month.
Los enviamos dos veces al mes.
You can watch my radio and television 7 days a week.
Y también puede mirar mi radio y televisión 7 días a la semana.
You can give money by PayPal.
Pueden darnos también
by Zelle.
Apoyo por mi dinero.
Go to WorldMinistries.org.
WorldMinistries.org.
They'll tell you how to pay by Zelle.
Y también les avisa.
God bless you.
Cómo darnos. Dios nos bendiga.
Shannon?
Dr. Hansen, these were some great interviews tonight. And I'm excited that you had an opportunity to go into Colombia. They certainly need the gospel down there. Some reports I've recently heard from some expats that were living there in Bogota for a number of years is in the last year or so, it's become very dangerous there to be an American or a foreigner. Kidnapping is on the rise, and they're doing micro-napping, even kidnapping people for, you know, a grand or two. You know, I was thinking as you were doing these interviews tonight, interesting layout of some of the governments out there. Let me just give you a quick statistic. Of course, Venezuela has Nicolas Maduro over there. He's been in power 24 years. Look what he did to that country. Nicaragua's got former communist leader of the Sandinistas, Dan Ortega. He's been there 17 years now in power. Colombia, of course, Gustavo Petro, considered by to be a leftist, former member of the M19 guerrillas, which was second to the FARC. Brazil's got Lula, convicted criminal, money launderer. He hates Israel. We've got Canada. What do I need to say about Trudeau that we all don't already know? He's a son of the World Economic Forum. Mexico's got Andre Obrador. He's pro-cartel. He says the drug smuggling, the cartel's American problem, not ours, and he's not going after anybody. And then I also want to highlight Bong Bong Marcos Jr., former son of the former dictator Marcos. He's running Philippines right now. Isn't it interesting how we've got all these dictatorial thugs in power? And there'll probably be more before it's over with. It's not looking good. You know, if you look at the political scene as, you know, chess pieces on a board. It looks like checkmate for freedoms if the gospel doesn't get out in quick to some of these places. What do you think?
Well, you're exactly right. It was very dangerous over there. People were saying, don't go, telling my wife. Tell you what, I had to assure her that the Lord said to go, it would be okay. But there was no doubt it was extremely dangerous. One woman, they cut her open just to get her baby out so they could sell a baby. So, I mean, violence is everywhere now. And I did not see Americans on the streets. In fact, come to think about it, I don't remember seeing any Americans. So, most people are not going to Colombia. And I just know that the Lord said to go, we went. I took my wife, I took my 4-year-old son. So we were there, and God was with us. We had tremendous, tremendous meetings. Like I yes. said, whenever a nation is in serious trouble, which Bogota is now, Colombia, that's when it seems that finally the church starts to pay attention, starts to look to God, and that's what's happening now. So now is the time, as I shared before, I want to go back as soon as we can, and we need to follow up on what was started. We've got to have another great awakening, not only in Colombia, but all through South America, Central America, Latin America. Now is the time. It's now or never, Shannon. So people really need to give if they want to be involved in missions. If you don't give now, when are you going to give? Because they're trying to topple America. I mean, Biden, you could just about list with the other thugs. And so we don't even have time to get into his treasonous activities with our Constitution and the people involved. So they're purposely allowing these people in to change the whole atmosphere as far as voting structure, so you can have a permanent dictatorship called president. And America is in serious trouble if the church doesn't rise. But we need to have a great awakening everywhere. And that's the reason why people need to join Eagle Saving Nations, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. And we need to give. I need to get back to Central and South America. If I can put my life on the line, my wife and my boy, 4-year-old, if we can trust God, then people can give. Shannon?
Absolutely. And I know God has an assignment for you to go into these places, and he's going to be with you. But it does take resources to get down there and carry it out. So I encourage people to come on board and become a regular supporter of World Ministries International. Dr. Hansen and the team there are making a difference. Dr. Hansen, is there a mailing address also that people can write to you?
Yes, they can address the envelope, World Ministries International. The address is P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. That's on the address, put World Ministries International. P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. That's World Ministries International, or if they wrote WMI, that would get to us. P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. And just address the check to WMI. If it's to go to Columbia, then just put Columbia, earmark it for Columbia, and we'll use it for that. We're also trying to get to Israel, but we need much more than airfares. We need to do something to try to help build the shattered lives in Israel. So we need money that direction. Now, they can telephone 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248, and they can give that way. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, PayPal. They want to give by Zelle. The reference number is warning@worldministries.org. Again, if they want to give by Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. The reference number is warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. And our website, worldministries.org. That's worldministries.org. They can give that way. And so I just, I don't get this money, but we're willing, like I shared, to put our life back on the line and to go there again. You said how dangerous it was, and it's more dangerous probably than ever before. And so we can trust God, and people, if they can just trust God to give, and we will go. And we have a heart for Central South America, Latin America. We have a heart for the nations. I just have a heart for the Bride of Christ. I have a passion, I have a burden. Came since 1985 when God showed me what would happen in a dream, and it's only increased. And we have never been so close in every nation to losing that nation as they're pushing in this new world order. It's critical. Now is when people need to do what they can. Now is when they need to do it. Giving and going. And so if God wants you to go, then go. If he wants you to give, give and let others go. And so we're willing to go, but we need resources. So if you're listening to this, if you understand my heart, if you sense the Holy Spirit, give what he's telling you so we can capitalize on this time. The doors are shutting, and we need to do what we can while there's freedom to do it, to get back into these countries before we won't be able to go, because they're trying to shut the doors. And so this is the time. Now is the time. Shannon?
You know, there's no question about it. And I'm reminded of what Jesus said in the book of Revelation. Behold, I come quickly with my reward in my hand to give everyone according to their works. Folks, there's an opportunity for a great reward. When you give to a ministry like World Ministries so they can get out there and share the gospel to win souls and set the captives free, this work will have eternal reward and benefits. I'm here to tell you, it's time to go all in because we are running out of time. We had a earlier guest tonight, lives in Long Island, Dr. Hansen, and experienced earthquakes over there. Who would have thought earthquakes were coming to New York? But there's a lot coming to New York and to much of America, as the Lord showed you in the warning for America, and he showed other prophets.
Oh, yeah.
Let be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Judgment's falling. And one final question here tonight. What do you make of the reports that this eclipse is making an arc through at least seven locations in America that are called Nineveh? Do you think that that's an accident?
Well, we'll see what happens. I know that whether it's the eclipse or something else, God is going to shake the nations. He is shaking the nations. I'm not too worried about this eclipse, but what follows the eclipse is what we better be worried about, because God is shaking the nations. Nations are going to flow with blood. Now is the time to wake them up before a lot of things happen.
Bingo. And from the standpoint of another warning of impending judgment, you know, God sent Jonah to Nineveh, said, I'm going to destroy Nineveh in 40 days. Of course, they repented. I don't see that happening in America. But, you know, Jesus crucified. You had the eclipse. You had the great earthquake. I believe it was an eclipse that happened. So I think it's another sign of the lateness of the hour. And is war ahead? I certainly believe so. The invasion is afoot. One more statistic I wanted to bring. If we've got 10 million illegals, and that may be conservative, if only 1% of those are bad people, that's 100,000 advanced troops waiting for the order to attack at various places in America. If half of a percent, that's 50,000. Brother, that's a large standing army anywhere in the world. And I think that we've got that in the borders of America right now. I think things are being set up for the fulfillment of what God showed you and showed Prophet Dmitri Dudeman back in 84. By the way, the warning for America, 1984, 40-year anniversary, September 2024. Final comment, I was in America, had the opportunity to go back for the first time since I came to Bali almost 8 years ago. I've been stuck on this island for 4 years. Hadn't even left because of COVID. I was in Las Vegas, Dr. Hansen, to shut down a storage unit I've had there for the longest time. It was good to be back, but something was not right in my spirit. And when I left there, I felt like I was saying my last goodbye to Las Vegas. That place has a shelf life, just like California, New York, Florida, many of these other locations. Your prophets have mentioned that God will target one day, and that time could be coming soon. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know we're sooner than ever to seeing much of the prophecies fulfilled in these last days. And boy, if they sacrifice those two red heifers, I think we're going to know where it's really going to be.
Well, I agree with you, Shannon. So like I've been sharing, if somebody is going to do something, don't procrastinate. Now is the time. We need to do what we can now. Like I said, we're willing to go. We're willing to go where God says. We'll put our life on the line. When God says it, we will do it. But people have got to join us so we can go. I need to go to Israel. I need to go there quickly. And I need more than airfares. We need to help them rebuild shattered lives. I need to meet in the Knesset. And we need to talk about what true peace will happen. When will it happen? When I was in Bogota, I had a chance to talk and pray with an Israeli ambassador to Bogota, Colombia, who has come under pressure because they've marched against the Israeli embassy. Hamas marches, and the communist president is against the Israeli ambassador. And so I had time to meet with him, to counsel and pray with him. And now is the time. to represent God to the nations, to the leaders of nations.
Absolutely. We need to fear the Lord, obey him, and occupy till he comes and stand with Israel. And that's exactly what you do at World Ministries International. I encourage everybody again to go to World Ministries International website. What is that website, Dr. Hansen?
Worldministries.org. That's worldministries.org. Worldministries.org.
Support it, folks, and you will be blessed. I'm here to tell you. Thank you for this opportunity to be with you here again tonight. Love y'all. Looking forward to the next program. Have a great weekend. God bless y'all.
Well, we love you, Shannon. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of his return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.